A collaboration of food producers in North Iowa has resulted in the opening of one of the area's first farm-to-table restaurants. This means as much of the menu as possible is locally grown. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank recently visited the Fieldhouse in Clear Lake.
35-year-old Joshua Frederick is so passionate about his new venture that his steel blue eyes fill with tears as he talks about it.
I feel like we're bringing back eating and growing food the way that our ancestors did. This is the way that things were. You were a family, you grew your own food, you raised your own animals, and I just think, you know, I know we're never going to completely get back to that, but I think we can certainly start to swing the pendulum in a little bit of a different direction.
Frederick grew up near Forest City, but left the Midwest soon after graduating high school. He says a combination of family ties and food has brought him home.
Yeah, it's kind of been a long journey. I think it just started out a little seed in the back of my mind maybe a couple years ago or so while I was still in L.A. while I really loved what I was doing out there. I'd been out there for a while, and I never really fancied myself the kind of person to really stay in one place and do the same thing for a long time. And I think something inside of me started to fester, something kind of searching out for something a little bit different.
Frederick is partnering with One Vision, formerly known as Opportunity Village, to open a farm-to-table restaurant called Fieldhouse in downtown Clear Lake. One Vision helps adults with disabilities learn new skills. Chief Development Officer Michael Mahaffey says in 2016 they added growing and packaging produce.
If you can produce it, we feel like we can sell it now. And a year ago, we weren't quite so sure we could sell whatever might be produced. So things really have changed in that regard.
Mahaffey says they're busy selling to a number of grocery stores as well as restaurants, including the Fieldhouse.
The nice thing for us is that at one point, we viewed all the gardening and the produce that we create as a therapy, as a means of keeping people busy and doing something meaningful. And now we've been able to convert that into employment. So people are now getting paid for the work that they're doing here.
A third member of the farm-to-table collaboration is North Iowa Fresh, a membership food hub comprised of about a dozen farmers. So basically, here's how it all works. North Iowa Fresh provides produce. It's prepared at the commercial kitchen at the One Vision campus, and orders are taken and filled for grocery stores and restaurants. North Iowa Fresh farmer Josh Nelson from nearby Belmont says working as part of a hub means he can focus on farming rather than marketing.
It's fun because then you have somebody that you feel is not only driving you, but they're kind of almost dragging you sometimes to get there, because on days when it's hot and you're tired and you don't want to do that, then you know that there's somebody else out there that wants to do it, you know, or wants you to keep doing it.
Farmer Jan Libby raises vegetables and chickens with her husband near Kanawha. Libby has been part of a local food movement for a number of years. While not all past ventures have been successful, she says she's optimistic this collaboration will grow and thrive.
It is the creativity of putting these things together and opening up those possibilities. Even in North Iowa, which I say, you know, you look around and you talk about ag in North Iowa, you'd say it's corn and beans, but there are these fantastic little niches of things that are happening and it's making a difference.
Back at the restaurant, Joshua Frederick says having all this local produce is both a blessing and a challenge.
It forces you into this whole other realm where you're not conceptualizing dishes and then going and seeking the ingredients. These ingredients come to you, and you're forced to say, okay, I just picked this up today. We opened this restaurant in like 5 hours. What are we going to do with this? And it kind of gets you into this very spry motion of having to constantly kind of be on your toes and be creative.
That creativity does not end in Clear Lake. In August, Joshua and his cousin Nathaniel opened Cafe Mir in Fertile, a few miles north just off Interstate 35. Cafe Mir features wood fire oven pizzas made with many of the same ingredients provided by North Iowa Fresh. In Clear Lake, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.